Liam, start with a personal thing for you. I mean, coming back to Durham, it's probably quite a big thing for you. How's it been?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we bowled first of the day. It was a bit surreal, to be honest with you. It's a bit nerve-wracking, I guess. She didn't start off too well. But, I mean, today I felt different, a lot more relaxed, and I felt more myself. So, I mean, that was, when I bowled the other day, it was the first time I didn't bowl that great this year. I felt good other than that this year. Mm. So, obviously, it was good to come back today and show, obviously, my line of length have improved over time. Mm. And I feel in a lot better place. So, yeah, it was a bit nerve-wracking, but also enjoyed it.
Was it a case of kind of like the juices flowing, trying to kind of prove yourself against your old friends kind of thing?
A bit of that. As I said, it just felt so surreal. It felt like I was having an open net with my teammates, you know what I mean? That's what it was. But obviously, you've got to realise yourself it's competition. Obviously, they're not my teammates anymore. And obviously, you want to get them out, and it's not so friendly out there. You want to make it hard competition, and that's how I felt today.
And 2-49 in the second innings, though, you looked to have far better rhythm, pace, and a lot more consistency.
Yeah, as I said, I felt really good apart from the day this year. And see, being away in the winter, I felt like I was hitting my nine lengths really well. So today I felt a lot better, a lot smoother, but still aggressive. So that's my aim this year, is to be aggressive and hit the pitch and run ball fast.
And Durham declaring towards the end there after that little bit of rain. How does the Yorkshire dressing room see that now?
Absolutely. I mean, we've got a lot of strong bats in our team and we're due some runs. So hopefully we take a positive. We come out tomorrow and play positive. Hopefully we'll knock that off, put ourselves in good position and see how it goes from there.
17 for no loss at the close of play there. It was an important session, though, wasn't it? And Ruti and Lai did well there.
Yeah, I mean, you want to go out there, not lose wickets, but you want to, as I said, be positive, and that's what they did. Try and put the bad balls away and obviously defend the good balls, and we look good there.
319 to win tomorrow, 10 wickets left. It's there, isn't it?
It's a massive first session, isn't it? I mean, the thing is with Durham, you get a good partnership, but wickets soon go in bangs, you know what I mean? It goes bang, 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 and then you're three down. That's what kind of wicket it is. It can look flat when two people are in, but it still nibbles around, so we've got to be... Could have come out tomorrow and be positive from the word go, and we'll see where after lunch and after tea and see what position we're in then.
Seems to be a wicket that's affected very much by the overhead conditions. I mean, you've played here an awful lot.
Yeah, I mean, it does that. I mean, also the ball, if it gets cloudy, it does swing a bit more, but Durham's one of them pitches where if you put the ball in the right place enough, it does do something to your ball, and that's what they've done so well. That's what, obviously, their balls that hit their line of length, obviously, Rushi and Onions, that's what they do so well, so... As I said, tomorrow's going to be a massive day, and hopefully we can get a win and put ourselves in good stead for the rest of the year.